This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez will jointly inaugurate the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. This will be the first private sector final assembly line for military aircraft in India. Apart from Tata's leading defence public sector units such as Bharat Electronics Limited and Bharat Dynamics Limited, as well as private, micro, small and medium enterprises will contribute to this program. On reaching Vadodara, both the leaders will hold a road show and later hold delegation level talks. The Tata Airbus project is India's first private sector aerospace project for military planes under Make in India initiative, which highlights the growing strategic defense ties between India and Spain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the gauge conversion of Bhuj-Nalia rail line to the nation today through video conferencing from Amreli in Gujarat. The 101.4-kilometre rail line project has been completed at a cost of around 1,100 crore rupees. The extensive project features 24 major bridges, 254 minor bridges, 3 road overbridges and 30 road underbridges. Talking to Akash News, Chief Public Relations Officer, Western Railway, Vineet Abhishek said that the project will provide cheaper transportation and boost economic activities in the Kutch region of Gujarat. In anticipation of higher passenger volume, during the upcoming Diwali and Chhat festivals, Northern Railway has implemented special crowd management and control measures at New Delhi Railway Station and Anand Vihar. A designated holding area has been set up at both the stations, equipped with additional ticket counters, automatic ticket vending machines, inquiry counters, catering services, drinking water and mobile toilets to enhance passenger convenience. Talking to media, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, CPRO Northern Railway, said Railway has segregated reserved and unreserved passengers at the entry level only. He said during the festival season, Railway has made several arrangements learning from past experiences. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 will be observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Culture for Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. It is observed to create greater sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week will commence with pledge-taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks and all other organizations. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the week in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls in. Congress has released fourth list of 14 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls scheduled for November 20th. The party has given ticket to Ashok Jadhav from Andheri West Assembly seat, replacing Sachin Sawant. Sandeep Pandey will contest from Nalasopara Assembly constituency and Dattatrey Bahirath from Shivajinagar seat. The deadline for filing nominations for the Maharashtra elections is tomorrow. In a step towards spreading awareness about dyslexia, the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Parliament, India Gate and other government offices have been lit red. This happens every year in October, which is International Dyslexia Awareness Month. The campaign aims to raise awareness, reduce stigma and eliminate discrimination about the disease. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir Valley, J&K police in Handwara of North Kashmir have arrested a terrorist associate and recovered arms and ammunition from his possession. Acting on a specific information, J&K police along with Army's 22 Rashtriya Rifles and CRPF 92BN apprehended the terrorist associate during a snap naka at UNISO. In table tennis, India's Yashasvi Ghorpade and Kritvika Roy has clinched the women's doubles title at the WTT Feeder Cagliari 2024 table tennis tournament in Italy yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.